Rotatoes, it's Friday, which means it's time for another episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate the love and support that you show to us. If you get a minute, would you please take a second to review us on whatever podcasting app you're using? It really helps us find new people and spread the love of the Rotating Heroes show. And we would love to have more folks to welcome into our rotating family. We very excitingly have available over on our Patreon right now a PDF which contains some items and even a stat block for the Silverhawk itself, which was made by our friends over at the Dragon's Vault. I'm super proud of this and super excited. It's been one of the first times that I've had some like things that I have created turned into like a physical printable PDF thing like this. So really, really cool. I love the world of Axis. It is one of my my children, my little world building children, and I'm really proud of it. And it's really cool to see it kind of immortalized in the sort of written word, and with some stunning artwork as well. So thank you so much for checking that out. If you get a second, go ahead and look that up. I believe if you're not a member, you'll be able to go on there and actually make a one-time purchase of that if you would like, and if you want to bring a little bit of Axis to your home game. And if you enjoy it, please let us know, because I would love to do some more of this, or maybe even do a kind of, you know, some like a little adventures and stuff like that. If that would be something that you might enjoy, then let me know, because I would love to put it together. Anyway, enough of me talking. Take it away. Oh wait, it's still me. Past me.
Okay.
As you descend down steps, you can now see the roots of whatever kind of twisted gnarled tree here has really gotten in between, breaking apart the bricks and mortar until it almost feels like it gives way to an entirely kind of organic floor. The bricks completely now giving way to just roots and earth. And you keep going until you get to something of a kind of a circular clearing. And in the center, you can see there is a mass of roots and vines hanging. And in the center of this sort of dangling, maybe like 5 foot off of the ground, there appears to be something shiny. And Holly, the second you clock this thing, I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw, please.
Oh boy. Give me my Ollie dice. Come on, baby. Mwah.
Natural 20.
Holy
snikey.
What do you mean?
Wow.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Plus 7, 27.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. This was just a saving throw against something that this thing was going to do. But with that roll, I'm actually going to give you a piece of information as well.
Nice.
You know this, as this item sort of extends out towards you, it's almost as though it kind of latches, almost like kind of grabbing out towards you as a consciousness that it has impacted already at some point. It kind of reaches out for you. I think in that moment, you instinctively know that this item is somewhat sentient, but very powerful. This item is the thing that stopped you being able to see down here with your divine magic. So you think that at the very minimum, possessing this item would stop anyone from being able to essentially like see you.
And it's reaching out to me as a sentient thing.
As a at least somewhat sentient thing, yes. You can kind of feel it clawing and sort of pouring at the edges of your mind, almost as though there is just like a something else scratching at the edges of your consciousness.
Can I make an insight check on this thing? Just try to read what if like the consciousness that's reaching out to me is malevolent or not?
Yeah, as you see Ollie locked in this kind of staring match with this mass of vines in the center, why don't Tundra and Shadi go ahead and give me a perception check?
That is a non-natural 20 for my insight check, by the way.
14.
I rolled a nat one.
The thing that Shadi doesn't notice, which you notice immediately, Tundra, Shadi, as you step into this space, that thing in the center glints for a second, and as it does, your eyes go milky white, and you can't see anything.
Oh, no!
Tundra, you can see, rising from the ground, these strange worm-like beings, these little kind of, definitely not snake-like, because they don't sort of move in the same way. They sort of undulate more than kind of slither out of the ground, and you watch as the sort of ends of them split and reveal a strange looking eye. One of them locks eyes immediately with Shaddy. Like, one of them comes up and kind of looks straight at Shaddy, and you see Shaddy's eyes go milky white. And you see him kind of looking around, like, kind of trying to see, and clearly is unable to see anything.
I can't see anything.
Oh my god, what can I do?
We will resolve that in just a second. With a 20 on insight, Ollie, I think that you get from this thing that it has motives.
Yikes.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that those motives are good or bad. They are just simply like, it has things that it wants, but it is absolutely willing to give you anything that you would need sort of in service of its goals and yours, right? Like it's like a mutual thing. It's not like sort of making a pact with a devil kind of thing. It's very much I have business I've got to get done. You've got business you've got to get done. Let's help each other.
Do I get a vibe that like this reach out on the wisdom save is to talk to me?
In a sense, yes.
Is there a way that I can let it in just enough to talk to me and not rifle like through my memories? Or would I have to give this thing unfettered access?
Here's what I would say. If you want to make physical contact with this thing and sort of essentially try and like take it, I would allow you to make a wisdom save with advantage to essentially, because you're consciously then like, okay, I'm now physically making a connection. I'm reaching out and sort of, you know what I mean? You're doing it on your terms.
It's on my terms. 100% I'm doing that. Yes.
As this happens, though, I think your attention is now drawn to the fact that there are these strange worm-like creatures kind of rising from below. One of them is currently looking at Shaddy and seems to be almost like mirroring Shaddy's movements. As Shaddy's like head's moving, it's kind of moving with them. And Tundra, what are you doing right now?
I thought he was protected.
Not from, I don't think that specifically. It's not charm or fright.
It's milk.
It's milk.
I said milky white. I can't say a thing on this podcast. I need to describe things in the most bland way possible.
Shaddy's like, I see milk. I'm seeing milk.
I don't know. I doubt I'll be able to stop this. So can I just do animal handling to like calm these snakes down so they're not going to make him do anything like crazy?
Tundra, here's what I'm going to say. With the perception check you got before, these do not appear to be individual animals. These appear to be a collective.
It's one big
yes.
Okay. Can I do Arcana then?
Yes, absolutely.
18.
Nice.
With an 18, Tundra, you kind of have a moment where your like foot kind of slips over the loose kind of earth and soil in this sort of area. And as it does, you realize that the roots that sort of on the walls are like this hardened wooden kind of almost like gnarled and knotted sort of appearance. On the ground, you can see it's that same kind of twist of like roots and like almost like a lattice work, but you feel it like shift, and you feel it's like moving and undulating slightly, like as if whatever is making up the actual floor of this whole area is partially organic. So I think that if you were to try, this would be more about like being careful where you place your feet.
Okay.
To not step on something like sensitive for whatever this sort of creature or organism is. Mm. So I would say it's more about stealth, survival. I'll even allow sleight of hand. I know it's like slightly weird to do sleight of foot, but that's a kind of essentially the same vibe, right? This is about like where you place your feet in order to not
disturb one of these eyeballs. You know,
disturb something, right? Shadi immediately obviously like walked in, sort of stepped on one of them, and
it's not attacking him, is it?
No, it's not attacking him. It doesn't. It doesn't appear to be sort of necessarily threatening. Shadi just can't see anything. Shadi, what are you doing? You can't see anything right now.
My instinct probably would be to like try to find something to like brace against. Is there anything close to me that like if I like reached out, I would touch?
Yeah, you reach out and you touch the sort of long, thin, sort of organic tube.
I was gonna say, like if I touched that and I grab it.
Yeah, you can grab it. What do you want to do with it?
I think that's what I would probably like go blind and then reach around, and then if I grabbed it.
You go blind, you reach around, you grab this long, thin, sort of meaty feeling, you know, fleshy tube.
All right.
I realized that was too many words. I said too many words.
Yeah. Well, and I probably wouldn't like squeeze it to like kill it.
So you grab it?
I think so. Like maybe, I think my instinct is to like get it out of my face.
Okay.
Like so, I'm like trying to maybe like move it or like guide it elsewhere.
But so not aggressively?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I would probably be like more like.
Roll me sleight of hand. This is essentially you just like delicately kind of trying to move this thing out of your way, as opposed to being like,
I rolled a nat 20.
Let's go.
Hey.
Flip that snake around.
I feel like we're getting, it's like real extremes this episode. It's like either threes or nat 20s.
I went literally one and then 20.
This is wild. Okay, yeah, with a nat 20, you kind of brush this thing very gently sort of to the side. And as it essentially breaks eye contact with you, you feel your vision return and you see a bunch of these things kind of littering the floor. And essentially now, Ollie, you can see this as well now. You can see all of this.
I'm going to say to the, what's the thing I'm heading towards exactly? Is it like a crystal or like a shard?
So it essentially looks like a shard of metal.
Okay.
That looks like a, I forget the exact name of a shape, but like a sort of flattened rectangle. That's a terrible.
Sure, like a rhombus?
Rhombus, yes, thank you. A bit like a rhombus, yeah. But as you look into it, and I think you specifically can see this, the other two can't. As you look into it, there appears to be, in the reflection of the metal, an eye staring back at you.
There you are. Call off your snakes. And let's talk.
So you're going to reach out to this thing.
I'm going to reach forward, grab it, and it's like on a pedestal or floating in the air?
It's basically like in a mass of vines, which have kind of almost like come down from the ceiling and are like sort of hanging a little ways off the...
Cradled in him.
Yeah, it's cradled in these vines in the center of the room, yeah. My question to you is, how do you want to move across this room? Because essentially you've got like a bit of a distance to cover to get there. And then when you get there, you got to like do so without disturbing these vines. So how do you want to...
Did you say persuasion check, or would something more like stealth be what you're looking for?
I will absolutely let you get over the persuasion check. Here's my thing. Persuasion check, the DC will be higher.
Okay. I'll take it. I'm just going to lean down and whisper, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Just real polite.
Don't mean to disturb you. Keep sleeping. 21?
Dang. Wow, that's very good. You step very carefully, sort of being extremely polite to all of these little eye worms. And as you get closer, there's actually a moment where your foot slips on like one of the sort of vines on the floor. And I think you could feel the vines trying just for a brief second to like go over the top of your foot. Like you get the impression that like if you were to misstep in here, if it's not the eyes, the actual organism itself would try and digest you, essentially. You reach into towards the middle. You say,
call off your snakes and let's talk.
Perfect. Go ahead and write me a wisdom saving throw with advantage.
13 plus 7. Dirty 20.
As you reach out and grab the shard, you hear a voice in your mind which sounds exactly to you like you sound in your own head. And the voice is like,
so this is new. Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
To whom am I speaking?
My name's Ollie. What's your name?
Okay. I don't know that I have a name.
Can you talk not like me? It's really unsettling.
This is all I have as reference. You're filling in the blanks.
Right. Well, then I'm gonna give you a new voice. I'm gonna give you.
Okay. Yeah. Let's spitball together. We can come up with something.
Let's make you British.
Okay. Sure. We can pick something else, right? Okay.
Sure,
you've got
sure.
all these options, and you're gonna pick the laziest.
Let's go with Northern Anvilian.
Northern Anvilian?
Yeah, you know, like that small seaside town.
Oh, I see. So you want me to talk something in the realms of this, perhaps? Is this more useful or better for you?
Yeah, that's,
you know what?
That's gonna help.
Sure, I like this. We'll go with this. Why not?
The issue I'm running into, Mysterious Shard of Metal, is that when we're speaking, I am not really understanding when I'm not talking and when I am talking, and it's getting a little overwhelming.
Ah, you don't know if it is your inside voice or if it is me.
You got it. You need to tell me, what the fuck are you doing in these vines, in this cave, in this strange place?
So this is the crazy thing. I don't actually know. I remember some things of long, long time ago someone had me in their possession. But then they trapped me away in here because they didn't like having the voice in their head, I guess. But we're sort of connected now, which is great, right? You are excited to have this connection? I will show you so many things. It is great. And I will stop the people looking at you. Not in that way. Like, I will make it fun for, you know. You can also look on other people, but we not do it in a creepy way, okay? So that's like one rule, like house rule.
Yeah, I didn't say that. You said that, man. Jeez.
No, but I just, again, previous owner, you know, bit of creep, so we don't do that, okay? We're not, you know.
I'm on board with that condition 100%. Here's what I'm not on board with.
Yes, okay, yes.
You want me to take you out of here, I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm. I would like that, yes. I am surrounded by creepy snake things. Don't like it.
I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast a magical unseeable spell that will ensure that you tell me the truth.
That is interesting. Sure. Why not?
I do not have any spell slots left to cast Zone of Truth.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to lie about casting it.
You're going to do deception?
I'm going to cast Divine Favor on myself, which is also a verbal somatic spell that doesn't require concentration. So Shaddy's still got his thing on him. And my arms light up because it helps me deal more radiant damage, and that's it. So
you Henry Cavill for a second as you reload your arms and they're sheathed in divine light.
The truth spell. Here we go.
My favorite thing a man's ever done is when he reloads his arm in that movie. It's
absolutely
the crown jewel of masculinity.
That's true. It's peak main.
The truth entirely. If that was the epitome of masculinity, the world would be in a much better place than it is.
Yep.
How about if I burn the spell slot for Divine Favor, will you give me advantage?
How about this? I was going to give you a disadvantage, so I'll give you a flat roll.
All right. I'll take a flat roll. That sounds really great. That sounds great. Yeah, it's a 9.
That is a natural 1.
Ooh,
for me.
Whoa!
So
I'll know if you're telling a lie.
Whoa, man. Wait, hold on, crazy. Whoa. Let's recasting spells.
First question.
Already? Well, okay, I'm ready. I'm here. I cannot lie.
Do you remember why you got put down here?
Well, you see, I am a remnant of Vigarith, the all-seeing sun.
Huh.
And I was I am looking for something specific, and my previous owner did not like the legwork involved in trying to find it, and I can get a little, I can get a little grouchy.
Thank you for telling me, hands up.
If I don't feel like we are, you know, making some type of progression to get the thing. So, you know, he locked me down here.
And what is it that you want? If we're going to enter into a contract together, if I'm going to take you, I'm going to need to know what the conditions are. I can't just be trusting shards of metal wrapped in vines in strange caves. You know what I mean? It's bad for business.
That is true. I am looking for a compass.
To what?
It is less of a to what, more a through what. The compass allows you to travel through, maybe, space-time.
I'm on board so far. Everything's sounding good. I need the, here's the kicker. I'm not sure what I'm gonna call you, but.
You can call me whatever you like. I am extension of you.
Let's call you Rombi.
Rombi. You want to call me Rombi?
Rombi, I got a question for you. Why do you want this?
Because there was big war between angels and devils, and it's probably going to happen again, and we want to make sure the angels win. And in order to do that, I need to go and get help.
Huh. And in your opinion, the devils are evil and the angels are good?
That is usually, yes, how it works. You hear that sentence you said out loud?
Hey, man, I was raised in the church. I've seen plenty of evil masquerading with light magic. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do get that. Yes, the devil often wears the sheep's clothing. Is that right? Did I put that right?
Yeah. I don't know what a sheep is, but yeah, everything else is right.
What do you mean you don't know what sheep? It makes ba noise, no?
I don't know what that is. They don't keep sheep in the desert, whatever a sheep is.
Sheep goes ba? Why the... Are you crazy or stupid? What is the two? What is the two?
This is my favorite comedic duo of all time.
No, forget it. We can figure this
yes,
out later.
Yes, big, it's tiny fluffy camel that makes very specific noise.
All right. Great.
Bah.
That's a... Getting back on topic. I'll take you. I'll get you out of here.
Sounds good.
But if I'm going to take you... You're a passenger on my ship.
Okay.
Fair?
I am first mate. First mate?
Sure. Yeah. I'm not saying you're going to have no say, but...
Sure, but just sort of like not steering the ship. That's fine.
You help us out, and we'll help you out in that order. That sound okay?
I love it, yes.
Hey, guys, this thing's going to help us. And I pull it out of the vines as hard as I can.
What are you doing?
You see the eyes all shift and look at you.
Run!
Yeah, we're going to run.
Everyone roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
We're fucked.
Everybody add +3 for my dex saves.
You hear in your head, Rombi goes,
oh, that is bad. You pissed them off. I would move.
12.
9.
Oh, no. I got a dirty 20. I have a -1 and then a +3 for my aura, so...
It's good. The one that has the void bomb in his, on his back out of the worst
roll. Yeah, that's bad.
It really does make Shadi a sort of real important figure. Don't fall over. It's kind of like the key thing here. Yeah. The good news is, Owly, you make it up to the others. You get sort of betwixt them. They are stuck, but none of you are currently looking kind of back into the room as these things are sort of trying to actively make eye contact with you. So I need now a strength saving throw from both Shadi and Tundra.
18.
11.
18? Perfect. You hear in your mind, Aliyah,
whatever happened, do not let them roll. Uh-oh, that one is sinking. That's not good. That's so bad.
Hearing that, can I go help Tundra?
Yes, absolutely.
That one is
absolutely
sinking.
So
Here's the thing. You can now roll me athletics.
Okay. It's not my best.
So here's the trade-off. You can roll me... Shadow, you can do the same. You can roll me athletics flat or with a disadvantage if you're actively trying not to look at the eyeballs.
Fuck.
Basically, what this is if you roll it flat, success, good. If you fail this check, you might make eye contact with an eyeball.
Okay.
If you roll disadvantage, even if you fail, you're not going to make eye contact with an eyeball, so that's fine. But you just have less chance of...
I'll roll disadvantage because I have +7 for athletic.
Okay. Cool. Go for it. Shadow, get in there.
Oh, yeah. Dirty 20.
Nice.
Dirty 20. Tundra, you can feel these vines start to wrap around your ankle.
Perfect.
As soon as it does, you start to hear this like whispering, like incessant whispering in your ear, as though this like thing is starting to talk to you. And as your foot begins to sink, you can feel it sinking into something like very viscous and wet. It's like plunging your foot into some sort of like very cold, like icy cold honey.
Oh, God.
That's disgusting.
And you can feel it kind of enveloping your leg. And I think there's a moment where you're genuinely so distracted by this happening that you don't notice sort of Shadi full-on bear hug you and just sort of rip you out of the floor. Your foot is currently sticky, but otherwise you have managed to excavate yourselves. Are you guys just booking it up and out of it?
Never stop running.
Is this like liquid that's on my foot like poisonous in any way? Like, do I feel any sort of burn?
No.
Do I need to address it quickly?
You would assume that it is some sort of, has some digestive enzymes or whatever it is in it. So like, it's gonna try and eat you at sort of event. Like, so get rid of it at some point. Don't leave it for like a couple days kind of thing.
Got it.
But this definitely strikes you of sort of a slow, painful death as opposed to immediate sizzling death.
Got it.
So you make your way up the stairs. You see Artiel.
Why so quickly? What's happening? Okay, bye.
Are they coming behind us? I thought we were out once we got out of the chamber.
Oh, so essentially you're just going back up the same kind of way that you'd come in. So he's just sort of in the same little hallway.
Oh, gotcha,
just sort of
gotcha.
Chilling with his book.
All right, we're booking it then.
We just blow past him.
Thanks, Artie. Bye, Artie.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're just like, you blow past him. Shadi knocks him over. He just... What was left of his like mortal body just explodes on the floor. So paper thin by this point is now just a full ghost.
Finally.
You break out of the room. I need everyone to make me a constitution saving throw, please.
22.
15.
24.
Tundra, with a 15, you get out of this room. And for Ollie and for Shadi, you turn around, the door is gone.
Oh.
Tundra, you turn around, the door is disappearing, as is your perception of the magic in the air around you. That, like, kind of magic sense that you had running is sort of fading at the same time the door is.
You could only see the door because you were seeing magic.
Oh my god.
That's good. That's fun.
That's fun. Wild.
And so now we just dumped ourselves out into the hallway, into the back area of the bar, basically.
Yeah. And as you do, you see there is an extremely well-dressed gentleman, very young in the face, like sort of strangely looks like almost prepubescent, but like has like an air of maturity about them.
How tall, it's very important that I know how tall this person is.
Yeah.
Good point, George. Why don't you roll me a d12 and a d4, and we'll find out how tall they are. Because I've done this before where I've backed myself into a corner where I've said, oh, they're like 6 foot, then I get you to roll, and then we end up with a 6 foot gnome.
Both of them are 2.
Whoa. This is... Okay. That's crazy. Didn't see that coming. You see a pretty tall dragonborn. You see very fresh scales. You see a golden appearance. They have four horns that kind of stretch either side of the face and sort of start to curl round and sort of underneath, almost like a goat. They have a sort of sharp, pointed face. They wear this very like intricate leather, like harness type kind of thing, which looks like it could kind of like holster or kind of have various like items and things attached to it, but it's completely empty. And then underneath is this like long kind of velvety red robe with these billowing sleeves that are like seem almost too long, like impractically long.
He saw us come through that door.
Yeah. He was staring right where sort of you were, essentially.
Emerged.
Where you emerged, exactly. He kind of snaps up as if he was sort of daydreaming for a second and looks at you and goes, "Oh! Oh! Hello! I am... Sorry, a pleasure. I've been waiting for you. Sorry. I didn't realize you sort of disappeared for a second there. a pleasure.
We're from the health department, and we have a very busy day ahead of us.
That's right.
Definitely know that's a lie, because you have our box. I believe you're the courier service meant to drop our box off.
Who are you?
My name is Oth.
Okay. And who are you with?
I don't...
Who's on with you, Oth?
Well, I don't know that necessarily that is a thing that I'm supposed to share, necessarily.
Can I roll insight?
Yeah, absolutely, you can roll insight.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Me too.
19.
Oh, God. 4 for me.
21.
Perfect. This is the perfect mix of numbers for this party.
We've never all rolled well.
No, one out of the loop every time.
So, Shadi, you immediately look at this individual, and they exude a sort of commanding amount of confidence for you. The most secure and confident individual you maybe have ever seen in your life. Ollie and Tundra, this extremely nervous dragonborn kind of looks at you and is seemingly like a little kind of afraid, a little uncomfortable, doesn't necessarily seem malicious in any way, is just a little kind of like unsure and sort of trying to ascertain, like, it basically is just like clearly been sent by someone else. This isn't like doesn't seem like his task, and he basically is like just seems very uncomfortable with the kind of this surrounding, basically.
But we can't tell if he's actually the one we're supposed to be delivering it to.
You don't detect any lies here.
Okay.
He seems pretty like sure, at least. Whether it's like he is or isn't, that's kind of hard to tell with an insight check, but like he seems very confident that he's the one you're supposed to deliver it to, if that makes
sense.
We'll need to see some ID.
Yes, absolutely, that was something that was mentioned. Just had 2 seconds. See, brings out the little like credit screen thing where it kind of displays your, some of them work slightly differently, some people just have like straight up like just like a chip or whatever. This is like a little kind of like semi kind of translucent, almost like credit card, but it has like a little number on it. He kind of waves a hand over it, and you see the name Lucian Morrow comes up, and he goes, "This is me, and I'm with the Crimson Strand."
Wow.
And you do know that that is, was at least like a company sort of name that was given when you were told to deliver it to the casino.
Well, thanks for meeting us here in this basement.
I apologize. I was sent because my higher-ups, should we say, noticed there was a commotion earlier today, and so they dispatched me immediately to try and find you.
Oh, we never heard anything of that.
Yeah, what happened?
That's news to us. What happened?
What happened?
Guys, I don't think we should lie to this guy. I don't think we should lie to this guy.
He's going to roll an insight check. Because he's 95% sure this is bullshit. My turn to roll a natural 20.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Yeah, yes. There was... Well, one of my cousins was in the block over when it happened. Said that there was a big commotion. Came around the corner, there was a box on the floor, a bunch of people kind of collapsing over. Didn't look good. And then he sort of fed back. And so I've been dispatched to
Got it.
Check on the status of the package, I guess.
Well, let's check it, shall we? You want to do a product inspection before we head out?
No, not really. I just sort of want to...
No, I mean, bring you're accusing us of dropping your package, which is an insult to us as a delivery service. We should check the product and make sure it's undamaged.
I can see the dent on the box.
Right. Well, that corroborates your story. I've heard other stories, right, Tundra?
Yep.
Okay. What are the stories?
We got the box like this.
I'm just going to keep that nat 20 going as he just goes, uh-huh, yes. So listen, all I'm here to do is to make sure that box gets to where it needs to go. That's all.
Right, of course, that's what we want as well, but we don't want the product to be damaged and then for you to call our organization claiming lost property. So let's pop her open and make sure it's all intact.
No, of course, absolutely. So we did actually have a slight solution. Some things have rejigged for us, given the... a few different extenuating circumstances. So we were wondering if perhaps we could just give you a rendezvous point to meet. You can drop off the package. Literally, you just leave it and then we'll take it off your hands. This evening, if that's okay with you. Once we noticed the package was in town a little early, you know, we thought, well, actually, we could move up our timelines. That would be good for us. And actually, that would reflect very well upon your company. You know, we'll leave a good review and sort of say, wow, it was here early and they were willing to go to a new location. You know, how flexible and amazing, sort of, five stars, if you will.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, Shaddy steps forward and he's just like, hey man, I really appreciate the work that you're doing. You're doing a really great job. I would love to pick your brain about how you, a guy like you, ends up in a position like you've gotten into. And I go to shake his hand really big also, not really controlling how strongly I'm, because I think he's the coolest guy in the world and he probably is scared of me. But I go to shake his hand and like, just like real, like for me, very sincere, like I'm impressed with it. I'm impressed with this guy.
Struggling under the weight of your hand, he threw this like long billowing sleeve. Okay. Marvelous. I thank you for your compliments. And I hope that we get to work together again.
And me too, buddy. And then I slap him on the back.
Oh. Anyone who would like to, roll me an insight check.
Natural one.
Natural one.
I rolled an 18, but that feels too good.
That feels too good.
Don't worry. I've got a sliding... Listen. I've got a whole, like, Tundra and Ollie success column. Yeah.
Good,
Shaddy success column.
Good.
And they mean slightly different things. Good. You know what
makes
I mean?
Makes sense. Of course.
What did Tundra get?
I got a 4.
Why is it that you can't roll... Like, you can't roll consistently across the board. It's like one of you does extremely well, and the other two do complete garbage.
We have
garbage.
Different skill sets, Jasper.
Tundra, you're immediately kind of distracted as the effects of the drugs wear off, and you suddenly realize that you can't see the door anymore.
Mm.
And I will actually give you for free that you do think that you imbibing the drugs is what allowed you to see the door.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I will even go as far to say that given your kind of connection to tendril magic and etc., you guess there might be other doors kind of hidden around the city, but you would only be able to see them.
Yeah, more of these drugs.
If you were high. With a natural one, however, you immediately turn around, step on a spatula that flips up into the air and smacks you in the face.
Doi! That's the sound you make when you get hit in the head with a spatula.
You hear in your head, what? How did you not see that? It was straight. It was right in front of your face, and you stepped on it so hard it hit you in the forehead. That is so crazy.
I try to de-summon him.
What? Why are you clicking in your? What is?
Just something I was hoping. Never mind. Forget it.
Hoping for what? I am here forever, in your mind. No leaving now. This is it. Me and you, together.
Oh, so, wait, hold on. Excuse me, Zundra. I just have to talk to myself for a second. So you hear everything that I'm thinking right now?
I'm trying not to be invasive. You know, you made connection with a certain level of access, and I want to be respectful of that access, you know, and not go further than you are comfortable with, you know? I want to make sure that we are copacetic before I go any deeper, you know what I mean? That sounded more sexual than I intended.
Okay. Yeah.
But it doesn't... It can be, though, you know? Like, we can do some cool things.
Jeez.
In your mind.
All right. You're on quiet time for a little bit longer. We gotta figure out a couple of things. Let me talk to my boss, okay? I turn around.
Okay, I will go... I will... tell you what, I will go on mute.
Appreciate it. Hey, Tundra.
Yep.
What do we do with this thing?
Yeah, okay, so we're gonna tell him we're gonna meet him with the bucks. Because probably we will, right? We will.
I think.
And then we're gonna go... Yeah, maybe, but I'll also...
But also...
We're gonna go get some more drugs, because that's how we're seeing these dreams.
I'm loving this plan.
Great. Great. Okay, great.
Perfect. Just with an 18, can I please ask George and Aaron to quickly remove your headphones?
Of course. Oh, no.
Another one.
Oh, no.
Another one. John / Shani, there is something about this individual which feels eerily familiar. Not that you've ever met them before.
Okay.
But there's something about this individual which reminds you of something or someone that you have met recently. And you can't put your finger on what it is or why.
Okay.
Tundra, humor me.
Mm-hmm.
What if we look in that box and it's something really bad?
Yeah. Do you think then we should maybe not bring it to him?
Yeah, I mean...
This is my planet. I don't really want anything bad to happen to it.
I'm less worried about the planet and more worried about all the innocent people right above us.
Right.
Which I think is kind of what you're implying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care about the planet. I care about the people on the planet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Of course.
Well, when we dropped this thing, it didn't do anything to any structural damage. A bunch of people just dropped. I mean, I dropped dead. I guess I don't know what other people did. I was unconscious. It hurt a lot.
But,
and it was my experience that I dropped unconscious.
It's not going to help us at all if we tell him now we're not going to hand this over. So let's just figure it out. We're going to get some more drugs, maybe see some more doors, and then we'll bring him the box. Maybe. Probably.
Should we open this thing now? Just peek inside, see what's in it?
Yeah, let's just look. We're just going to look.
Should we do drugs first or after?
First. First, right? Yeah.
Captain has spoken.
Yeah, well, this individual, Lucian, is in front of you and just kind of goes...
Oh, he didn't leave yet. We're talking about this in front of him?
I assumed it was like a sidebar, right? He was just sort of like there, yeah. But...
Sure,
you know
sure.
I mean?
Okay, I did think he was not in the room.
Hey, I respect the rules of the sidebar.
While you guys were having your little sidebar, I was looking at this guy, and I was just like, and I just asked him, where'd you grow up?
He looks at you kind of weirdly, kind of taken aback by that question.
Yeah.
Around here. Yeah.
Cool. You have a good relationship with your family?
Yes.
Nice, nice. You see him on holidays and stuff like that?
Not anymore, no. You know, it's...
Nice.
No, I mean, yeah, nice. It's just, you know, it's been, you know, a... I mean. It's been a while, so it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucien.
Yeah. Yep, okay. We just got to do a couple more things, but we would love to meet you at that rendezvous point. Can't wait to see you there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's fine. I was told to just hang around. If that's...
With us?
Well, yeah, just to show you where the rendezvous point is.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, can, you know what? You just let us know where it is. We had a surprise planned that we want to bring you, and we don't want to ruin it.
Just tell us where it is.
We will be there. We'll be there early. Yeah, it's sort of a, we're trying this new thing as a company. We really want to.
Sure. So get out of here.
Well, if you think about it, this isn't really for me. This is for my company. So, okay. I don't want to intrude. It's just, my bosses are, listen, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm going to level with you, okay? My bosses are really scary. And I don't want them to...
Oh, totally, yeah.
...unexist anyone. Me. If I don't do exactly what they say. So, is there any way that I can kind of... Because I'll be honest, I've been tracking you guys for a while. Like, the whole day. Well, since the market thing, you know, and then I lost you, and then you sort of popped back up, and it took me a minute, and then you sort of disappeared for a second... And I can't...
I'll tell you what, Lucien. You go take a 30-minute bathroom break, and then you can tag along with us. That sound okay? Is that a good enough compromise? We won't leave the building.
30-minute leak, and then we'll go.
Okay, perfect.
Let's do it.
Yep, okay, that's great.
Perfect.
And we'll meet you back down here.
Okay.
And we'll meet you right here.
That's awesome. Right here.
That's awesome. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Right here? Okay.
Perfect. Great. Perfect. Great.
As we go to step away from you, I turn back and I look at Lucien and I say, one more thing. Did you play sports or anything?
Yes, baseball.
Okay. Huh. All right. We'll see you in a little bit, bud.
Twilight, you know they love baseball, baby.
I genuinely just picked a random sport. Oh, fuck. Cool. All right.
We're just going to follow you up the stairs. We'll be right back down, Shaddy. Watch the box. Let's go, Tundra. Come on, quick. Let's house this.
Go, 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 go.
One, two, three. Cross your arms.
Okay, D100 from both of you.
Jesus Christ.
And before the effects even hit us, we're running back down the basement.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, we'll say that this is going to hit you as you look in the box.
94.
An 8.
Why am I rolling? An 8?
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I don't know what counts because when I opened the app, it said 94. Isn't that so crazy?
Oh,
but then
that's
I rolled
funny.
Again and said 8.
That's crazy.
So up to you, Jasper, if you want to honor the 98.
Double 94s.
Or the 94 or the 90 or the 8.
I'll say the 8. That's fun.
Okay.
Great.
So you head over to this wooden crate, this strange, mysterious box that you've had now for a good few hours. And has been the source of a very strange and unique turn of events. No longer just a simple parcel delivery, but now something much, much stranger. You pop the lid of this box, open it up. On the first layer, you see there's strange blueprints for the Shades Matter T100. Shadi, you know what the Shades Matter T100 is. The Shades Matter T100 is your family's brand new flagship cruise liner. It is this cruise liner that can hold nearly 50,000 people and is like a luxury cruise that is basically supposed to take like a whole year. Imagine a sort of epic, grandiose sort of send-off thing, you know, like a kind of olden days Titanic or whatever, right? It's a big, big deal.
Big-ass ship.
Yeah.
There is the blueprints of this ship sat on the top. And as you sift through, you can see that there's also a bunch of notes which seem to detail customs ports and, like, there's like reference to like Cargo Bay 13 and how there's like ways around essentially like checkpoints and stuff like that. And then as you lift the sort of, there's like a little layer of like felt and fabrics, which kind of seem to be insulating whatever's underneath. You see there is this pearlescent white ball, which doesn't seem to have a seam on it anywhere. Does anyone touch it or interact with it in any way?
I think I would, if I saw the papers, I would probably reach, like, I would want to look at the notes and stuff.
Well, I'm assuming you kind of lift it, you have to, like, kind of lift the, it's kind of like when you get a delivery of, like, a new piece of tech or whatever, and it's like the manual's on top, and you have to kind of, like, lift that layer off.
I think in sort of absentmindedly looking through the notes, I do think I would probably, like, touch it.
What's this?
Yeah, not maybe not lift it, but like as I'm like I'm like rifling through it, I do touch
the orb itself thing. Is huge. It's like, I say huge, it's like, you know, it's the size of the box, right? It's like a very big,
yeah.
It's like one of those like big inflatable beach ball type things. It's huge like that. As your hand just like grazes against it, you see a little and this like dry ice almost like spills out of the top and it parts. And as it does, Tundra, you get an overwhelming sense of happiness. Like, to the point where it looks like this thing opens and you see the sun itself and it is shining on you and all you can do is smile. So, Tundra, you are under the effect of Sundrop. Basically, you get quite literal warm feelings and dopamine everywhere you look. And if you could roll me a D6, that'll determine how many hours this lasts for.
Six
no. hours.
Oh my God, it's about to get weird.
Tundra goes from the sort of coolest, smoothest character to just truly so happy. Trudy's happy in my room.
She goes up to Shadi's face and puts her hand on his face and goes, I'm so proud of you.
And even though he can tell there's something else going on, it still kind of makes him like soften. Thank you.
I'm gonna peer into the orb.
As you look into the orb, you feel for a second your mind getting pulled in that same direction that it was, but you manage to pull back. Can you roll me a D12, please?
10.
10? For the next 10 days, you have magical dark vision.
Oh, shit.
But you also have insomnia.
That is so bad.
So
that is so bad.
There'll be basically a constitution check when you go to sleep to determine how well you sleep and if you get a proper long rest.
God. Oh no. The one character that we have that needs to sleep.
Wait, drugs can be bad?
No way.
Oh God.
Shadi.
Oh no.
As you look into this thing, I think your mind drifts for a second as you see this perfectly, almost impossibly smooth black ball right at the center of this thing, kind of floating there. And throughout the universe, it is sort of widely accepted that there is no such thing as a curved line. Like, every curved line is just a series of really, really, really small straight lines. This is a curved line. Like, this is something that feels sort of intrinsically impossible. And I'm going to ask you, Shadi, to roll me an intelligence check, and I'm going to give you advantage. You can do this.
No, I can't. I rolled a natural 20.
Oh! Okay.
Let's go, dude. Let's go.
So with a natural 20, Shadi, you look at this thing and something clicks in your mind. There is blueprints for this cruise liner, which is launching in a week. You know that because of your connections to your family. Whoever it was that was receiving this package is looking to use this object to do something to that cruise liner with nearly 50,000 people on it. And not only that, you know that this has the ability to essentially nuke all magic, meaning that that cruise liner would be left completely and utterly defenseless.
Yeah.
Should this thing kind of go off in the vicinity of it. And with that, we're going to go ahead and end this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. Thank you so much! One episode!
Oh, no. We're literally holding a nuke.
You're literally holding a nuke.
We were joking the whole time. It's literally a magic nuke.
That's insane.
We knew it's a nuke.
Oh my word. Thank you so much. This was so much fun. I loved this episode so much.
That's Mario's new catchphrase. It's a nuke.
Let's do a quick whip around. Eric Keefe, real quickly, what do you have going on? Tell the people at home.
You can check out Hey Riddle Riddle wherever you find podcasts. We're going on tour this year, and we're going to a bunch of cities we've never been to before. So
that's so cool.
Awesome. Yeah, come check us out.
Very exciting. I've got a couple of America trips planned, so I'm definitely going to see if any of them line up. And I get
oh,
to
that'd
like,
be so magical.
I have like an excuse to go to a city I haven't been to before because I'm kind of like
that would be so fun.
I do these trips and I never actually get to do any exploring, so I would love to actually
gotta get around the country, my man.
Well, yeah, just before you know it all burns down or whatever.
Yep.
George, what do you got? What's happening? What's happening?
Yeah, you can check me out at @DMGeorge_Primavera on Instagram, TikTok. You can check out Total Party Skill for a very D&D-centric podcast where we have a main topic, we make a homebrew item based on a user suggestion, and we do a draft of fun categories almost every week, and it's lots of fun. Lots of fun guests.
I heard you got some pretty hot guests coming up, like hot as in attractive.
We sure do. You'll see our Jasper up on there at some point. Probably already have, if it's depending on when these things come out. And then check out Hero Club Podcast and the Reslayer's Take for narrative D&D content edited to kind of sound like an audiobook, but it was all actually played around the table. Super fun.
Hell yeah. And John Mackey, what you got going on? What's happening?
Oh, you can find me at @isjohnmackey on Instagram and other stuff. And you can find my podcast, The Brett DeMott Show, with Buddy. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can also head to patreon.com/BrettDeMottShow and join our Patreon. And it's a good time to be there. You can also go to biggrandewebsite.com and get all of my podcasts
Hell
with
yeah.
my improv group.
Yeah, and I would also like to just also say stuff. That John is an awesome director and really, really cool. Aww. And I've been enjoying looking at some of his stuff. And I was like, checking him out the other day. And I was like, hey, people should know that he's a really cool director and it's really fun.
You're very sweet, Jasper. I appreciate that.
But that's about it for us on the Rotating Heroes podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this. I am Jess William Cartwright. Check out Three Black Halflings. Check out other random stuff. You're probably listening, by the time you listen to this, I've probably announced the fact that I'm GMing a two-shot for Critical Role called Thresher. It's cool as hell. And I'm very excited. My production company, 12 Sided Studios, produced it. And we did all the production for it as well, which is nuts. And I kind of can't believe that it happened and that it's out. So... blah, I guess. Enjoy that.
Check it out, baby.
I'm gonna go freak out that might actually be out. So anyway, until then, thank you so much for listening to this. You're awesome, you're wonderful. Thanks so much for my rotators, and we will catch you next week.
Bye. Bye.